Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Kia ora, Zoe.
Kia ora. Sorry, I'll just quickly fix my mic. There we go.
Just make some noises. There we go.
God.
Bit of ASMR for everyone at home. What's going on? How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty well.
Did you not get too rained on this morning?
Not rained on at all because I drove my car.
Oh, dear. What's happening in the theatre world?
This week at Basement, a new show opens called Fresh Choice. Which I'm very excited about. I'm going to go see it on Friday.
Not the supermarket.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this to do with the supermarket?
It actually is.
Yes.
Whoa!
It is about essential workers during lockdown.
Oh.
And the premise is there are four South Auckland employees and a night shift has been established by Fresh Choice to stack shelves so everything's ready for the crazy customers the next day. And it's just sort of a crazy comedy drama about these four essential workers dealing with each other over a long night.
That's awesome. And I think really cool. I mean, we talk about this often when it comes to theatre, that's just like doing stuff that feels very of the moment. Mm. It happened a lot over lockdown with people who were finding ways of making theatre happen in isolation.
Yes.
But it's kind of cool to get a bit of like, as it happens, commentary on this year as well.
Totally. And that's what the arts are for, really. So I'm really excited to see this show. It's presented by the Tuatara Collective, which is Basement's company in residence for this year. Super excited to see it. And you can see that tonight. It opens tonight and then it goes until Saturday. And it is at 6:30 p.m. So it's a slightly earlier show than usual. And it's up in the studio, so not the main theatre at Basement.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. That sounds awesome. What else is going on?
Well, fake news, which I spoke about last week, that was a double week season. So that's still on at Basement. And if you don't remember from last week, that is the Actors Program end of year show, which is about, it's sort of, I love shows like this. There have actually been quite a couple that I've spoken about in the last couple of months, but it's that sort of through the decades play.
Mm.
So there are these stories that are happening in 1930s Berlin, I think contemporary Aotearoa, and then Aotearoa in the future.
Oh, wow, cool.
And they're all linked by this theme of great change. So that's still on at Basement. And because there wasn't much new live theatre, I looked up some online theatre as well.
Sweet.
Blast from the past.
Yeah, throwback.
And one that looked cool if you want some kind of classic, very professional theatre is that the Globe in England have released their 2019 production of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, flash.
Yeah. So, super flash, as you say.
Nice. I mean, they are going back into lockdown over there, so maybe we will see a little bit more online theatre from some of those big companies. Who knows?
I actually went and saw Fleabag, the live theatre, over the weekend.
It's cool, way.
It was cool, but it was really surprising because I love the show so much and I found the character in the show, like, kind of relatable. Like, I wanted to be her or, like, hang out with her or something.
Yeah.
But I was watching the theatre show and I was like, oh, my God. God,
it is
like
dark.
She is kind of messed up.
She is not a happy person. No.
No, but it was really interesting to like see the same character played by the same person, but like not relate to her at all and find her, like, she just stressed me out for the whole hour and a half.
If people have watched Fleabag, the TV series by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, but not seen the National Theatre Live production, which came before the TV series, she did this like one woman monologue
show. She won Edinburgh Fringe with it.
She did, yeah. And you can catch it in, I think, a few cinemas at the moment. It might have just wrapped up. But it is worth trying to watch if you liked the show or you like those National Theatre Live things, because it's really interesting to see the development of that project from that first show into the TV series.
And she's just such an amazing actor. Like, she basically sits on a chair for the whole time and just... I was totally captivated by it.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
And also Snort's on.
Always love Snort.
I saw pretty much the entire cast of Snort and Baby Done over the weekend as well, that
Excellent.
New movie. So I was like, oh, I've seen them live.
Good time for New Zealand comedy at the moment.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Zoe. Those
no
are
worries.
Some hot recs.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
See you then.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
And this is Morn with